You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you this week's planetary plans. Be sure and check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So we are right about to go through the eclipse portals, which is a time that happens generally twice a year where we have kind of an extra oomph to catalyze change in our lives. And often eclipses do bring in kind of difficult situations and changes. They can bring good stuff too, but often things that we find a little stressful or, you know, for instance, I had my two dogs die. They were siblings and they died 3 days before the eclipse, 6 months apart. And it was exactly 3 days before the eclipse, and the eclipses were related. So that's the sort of, like, lots of death happens around the eclipse, and also birth too, because it is, you know, catalyzing change. So both of those events, you know, everything is forever different after that. So, but with it being in Cancer, it's at 20 degrees Cancer with the new moon. So it gives the new moon, which is a reset point, a big extra dose. It's like way more powerful than your typical new moon. So if you concentrate on the issues of Cancer, which are like home and family and mother and creativity and emotion and instinct and intuition, that is the area of your life that you will have kind of the extra oomph going on. There is an opposition during this new moon to Pluto in Capricorn. So that's an interesting kind of dynamic that feels, it can make it extra heavy. So Pluto is the planet of evolution. So whenever you want to look to someone's birth chart to find how they're evolving or what their soul's kind of mission in evolving is, you look at Pluto. So Pluto wants, and at all costs, transformation. So it's, if you know, especially, it's especially hard when people really dig their heels in and don't want to change or don't want to transform. Then it's usually more difficult, complicated scenarios come. But if you kind of lean into the change and are open to change, and with Pluto, if you're thinking of others as well, if you think of kind of from the most altruistic perspective when you're making your decision and think of all the people involved and not just yourself, it's usually a better way to go with Pluto, because it really is trying to help us evolve and transform. So with the solar eclipse new moon in Cancer, and it's connected to the South Node, so there's a definite, and Mars is in that area as well. It's all connected. So there's a real charge, it's like a big important charge around this day. And also all of the eclipses that are happening. So we've got a solar eclipse July 12th and a lunar eclipse on the 27th. And then August 11th, there's another solar eclipse going from Cancer into Leo. So it's definitely a time of change. Things are going fast and furious, and you might feel like your head is spinning. And if you can try to take some time for relaxation, that might be really wonderful, because even though there's these difficult, it could be difficult, but it could also just be catalyzing it. And it might seem difficult, but actually in reality, you're discovering a lot of things, you're learning. It's really life infusing, especially if there's anything you've been suppressing or stuff you don't want to acknowledge, and that starts to bubble up during this energy. You'll find that you actually feel more alive and you have more personal power and more certainty. So where you may have felt passive and stagnant, suddenly you'll start to feel like a surge of energy and a kind of an understanding of what you're supposed to do or what's happening or why it's happening, even understanding why things are going down. And with the South Node of the past being activated, this is very likely having to do with your lineage or your DNA, even like your very roots of you and what you're doing. There's a lovely grand trine during this solar eclipse new moon that it's with Jupiter in Scorpio and Neptune in Pisces connected. And it's wonderful, healing, evolving, expanding, transforming, also very creative emotional energy. Emotional energy is very creative. And so it gives you, you know, you might not be able to understand from an intellectual perspective, even though you're trying. They could be like, I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to understand. I want to understand what's going on. But really you need to come from the heart and come from like your knowing and your experience. And it may not be logical what you're trying to decide, but if you can come from the heart, the North Node is in Leo right now. And it's actually trying to get us all to kind of measure up and own up to who we are, who we're meant to be, not who society wants us to be, not who our family wants us to be or our friends or, you know, maybe not even who we think we want to be, but from who we really are. So that's a good energy to kind of tap into, like, who are you really? And what are you really trying to do? And even thinking in kind of long-term perspectives, especially with the Pluto and Capricorn, you still, it's an opposition. So it's, you know, it's back and forth, but they both sides need to be understood and kind of integrated. And Saturn is in Capricorn as well right now. So we're kind of even feeling the effects of the Saturn energy, but not in such a strong way that it's likely that the emotions that are coming up can be difficult. And Saturn emotions can often have to do with grief and loss and unworthiness. Stuff like that might be triggered as well. So try to take time on this solar eclipse to make sure that you write down or speak or otherwise create an example of what you want to create in your life, like in a long-term kind of way. What would you like to see happen in the next year? What do you want your home to look like? What do you want your familial relationships to look like? What do you want your, you know, friends that are family relationships to look like? All those sort of foundational things that make a life worth something are up for kind of review right now and up for change. So if you can get clear about what you want, you know, sometimes, and especially when we're not even clear, when we're just kind of bobbing along and not really participating in the creation of our life, eclipse energy will come and make change for us. So it will do what needs doing. So you might not even have to think too much about it because life will just come along and make happen what needs to happen. But I think the poetry of the grand trine in water is really soothing. Even though things are complicated, there's likely that you have sort of an intuitive or an emotional understanding of what's going on and why you're doing it. And with the North and South nodes, there's definitely a sense of import, like the issues at hand are a big deal and they're likely clearing up like lifetimes and tons of issues for your whole family line. So it is a big deal, the decisions you make right now. And it's interesting. The South Node is where we hunger for something, where we're not like fulfilled. We don't get our fulfillment there because it's the North Node where we find our nourishment. But the tricky part about the North and South Node is that we, and especially Cancer is kind of it can really hang on as well to things that it should let go. So the South Node makes you want to maybe hang on and not let go and not sure if you should let go. And there's all kinds of odd feelings of duty and responsibility and obligation that could come up that kind of stick you to the South Node. But you'll find when you do follow the past path, that you just feel completely unsatisfied, and that's where the hunger comes from. But if you can turn your attention to the North Node, the future and what you're evolving towards, you'll feel like contentment and nourishment. And though it may be hard, often it's hard because you're choosing against the groove, essentially, or against the status quo. It can feel really tricky, but life will send you lovely little messages that you're making the right choice and it'll help you out and, you know, sometimes give you miraculous coincidences and just the right people showing up at just the right time. And like really fortunate, lucky synchronicities will happen when you engage the energy of the North Node. And with this solar eclipse new moon, there's a lot of oomph around that. So do try and be sure to focus on that and make your wishes known and kind of, you know, mark the day and see how quickly change is ushered in when you make note of it and when you kind of are riding the waves of astrology, which is really lovely. Like, you know, we need to keep changing and evolving to be happy. And the eclipses and all the planetary transits we go through kind of keep catalyzing change, keep triggering it for us. You know, some people have busier changing lives than others, and we all have like Taurians, for instance, aren't really super big on change and would be happy to have kind of a very static, same, repetitive life. Whereas their opposite, Scorpio, it needs like radical transformation. So there is different energies, and different fixed signs aren't so big on change. Aquarius, Leo, Taurus, Scorpio. Even though Scorpio is a transformer, it wants to change at its own pace and in its own way. So there's lots of ways we can get stuck. But with this eclipse energy, we can keep on rolling, which we need to do. Coming up right after that, the Thursday eclipse in Cancer, we have a trine between Venus and Saturn, which I really think can help. Venus has gone into Virgo also, which is important, and Jupiter has gone direct as well. So there's like things are moving. There's a lot of retrograde planets, which have this like review quality going on, and also kind of an intensifying of the energy of each planet. So that's, again, having us feel the import of everything that we're experiencing right now. Like big stuff is happening. With the 13th, the trine between Venus in Virgo and Saturn in Capricorn give us a super practical sense of things. We're able to see the flaws. We're able to get down to the nitty-gritty hard work of things. Be a really good time, I'm just realizing, because I have to do this. It'd be a really good time to paint, because you'd have, Virgo is really good. I have a lot of Sagittarius in my chart. And so if I have to paint a room, paint anything, I do a shitty job of it. I really want to do a good job. I really like, because I can see the flaws after, because all my Sag planets are in Virgo's house. But I just do not have the aptitude to be like nitpicky about things. So it makes it really disappointing when I paint something and look back and be like, oh, like that screw up and that screw up. But I think with Venus and Virgo, that's the sort of attention to detail you're going to be able to have. So, and Venus and Virgo would do a smashing job of like cutting in the room and taping everything off and not going over the tape. So that's the sort of thing, whatever kind of detail work you have to do right now, even in your relationships, Venus and Virgo will help with that. And trining Saturn in Capricorn, Saturn is really comfortable in Capricorn. It's the ruler. So it's basically, you know, doing what needs doing. And it's retrograde too. So it's kind of backtracking over territory, helping if you've happened to be going in the wrong direction. You can be like, oh, I can see now how I'm going in the wrong direction, and I can fix it. We can always fix whatever bad direction we're heading in, because we have the ultimate creative power. So Saturn, it's going to make you, the Saturn trine Venus is going to make you feel, it can, you know, there might be slight feelings of loneliness or something that can be triggered with Saturn, but ultimately I think you'll feel really on top of things and feel maybe connected to family and happy to fulfill your obligations. Even if your obligations are, you know, something you'd normally not enjoy, you might actually get it and enjoy what you're doing. Or even to lay the foundation, which I think is a great way to handle it because it's so close to the new moon, of a completely new way of doing things and a new, very clear, decisive understanding of what needs to be done. That can happen starting on Friday. And we're coming up, once this first eclipse happens, we're in the eclipse portal. So we've got the solar eclipse, and then we've got the lunar eclipse on the 27th, and that's in Aquarius. And then we'll have another solar eclipse in Leo, the new moon in Leo on the 11th of August. So it's definitely like major stuff is going down right now. And hopefully you're able to hopefully it's good stuff, because sad stuff can happen too during eclipses. Stuff that changes things happens and it catalyzes fast change. So hopefully it gets you going in the right direction though. There's always that. And I'm forever optimistic. Even when things really suck, there's usually some sort of something to learn or something to understand or some sort of like, you know, you can kind of get why it went down or what happened. Or the eclipse does bring in, especially with this grand trine, it'll give like an emotional understanding. Thank goodness, because when sad stuff happens or difficult things go down or quick moves or like, you know, sudden revelations, you need to be able to understand the reasons. It makes it so much easier to go through things. So that really is the big news of the week. Venus has gone into Virgo. That's, you know, we're all going to be feeling that in a way that is, I think, even though it's not so much fun in Virgo, it's definitely productive. So lots can get done. It can get done even within your relationships too. Like maybe you need to have a kind of honest to goodness chat about things. Virgo's really good about, it's almost so good at being honest. It can get very critical. So if you can soften the blow of your super honest assessment, but yet be honest, because when you stifle your honesty or your truth about things, then how can you have a relationship? You don't have a relationship then. Then you're never really going to be yourself in that scenario. And that's no good, because you need to be you to be, you know, to fulfill your mission on planet Earth. You need to be you. Jupiter going direct too will start like everything kind of in the Scorpio energy, that transformative, creative, feminine energy is going, moving forward, expanding again. And it's Jupiter's headed into Sagittarius, which is where it's the ruler of Sag. So it's like moving right along, happy to be getting going in a new direction. So that, I think, is probably the major things to discuss for this week. It is, we'll talk more about Venus in Virgo and Mars retrograde also next week. And then also we'll discuss these eclipse portals. So be sure to take notes and write down what you want, write down what you don't want, be clear. It's good for initiating too, because it's new. So what do you need to reset in your life? What areas of your life need an overhaul? And especially in the realm of home and family and you know, emotional nurturing and having your security needs met. What needs to change and how can you change it? You don't even really need to know how. Just make sure you put down, you get out there what you want to change. So thank you so much for listening. That's it for this week. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me at hillaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Many blessings.